Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Walt Tipula, Road Rage, we are back. You know, Ramona, Harold Baines called his parents when he got elected to the Hall of Fame to tell him he had been elected, and his father said, yeah, right, Harold.
Come on. He said, I got one of your cards here I'm trying to get rid of.
That's right. He said, Harold, your card's only worth 29 cents. They don't put you in the Hall of Fame when your card's worth 29 cents. It's just hard to understand. It really is. Tester 384 said, Harold Baines, 22 seasons, and only twice did he have 100 RBI. Right. Right. So how's he get to the Hall of Fame?
He showed up for work. You know what I'm saying?
He showed up for work.
Yeah, he showed up for work. Now, unrelated thing. Can I bring up something unrelated?
One second. Yeah. We'll stay related for one second, and then we'll go to your unrelated.
All right. Okay.
Some of these other texts on this issue. Walt, if you're putting people in the Hall of Fame for playing long careers, you should put Bartolo Colon in. Duke Travis. No, you know, Travis, you know why you should put Bartolo Colon in? Because at the age of 42 and 475 pounds, he homered.
This is a baseball player?
Yeah, Bartolo Colon pitched, but he's right. You know, again, yeah, put Bartolo Colon in because he pitched for a million years. Exactly. Dylan, I'm going to get to the Julio Jones trade in a minute. Mario switches sports on me, Ronan. Mario says, do you think Frank Gore's a Hall of Famer? I have to think about it, but that means he shouldn't be. But his 16,000 yards will probably get him in. Talk about longevity of Bill Staff. Yeah, you know, look, here's the thing. I'm putting Frank Gore in, you know, maybe that flies in the face of what I'm saying a little bit, but there's a distinction there. There's a big distinction to me between a baseball player living a million years and an NFL running back surviving for a million years.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because they get beat up so much more.
Right, exactly. The average lifespan of an NFL running back is 3 years. So when a guy lasts 17 years, which I think is what it is with Gore, that's a completely different animal to me. So, yes, I would vote Frank Gore, and I wouldn't really think twice about that. Running back has gained 16,000 yards. He's into me.
Yeah, his parents aren't selling his stuff.
No, his parents put his stuff out at the tag sale. Nobody bought it. Dexter 636 says, fun fact, Brad Brunell and Don Mattingly are from the same town. It's almost never I hear something in sports I don't know or haven't heard. I don't think I knew that.
Oh.
If I did, I've forgotten. So I appreciate that, Dexter 636. That's a good little fun fact. Texas says, Harold Baines baseball card's the first thing I think of when I hear Harold Baines' name because everyone had one in their collection. Right. Exactly.
Oh, no. That's why. No, that's right there. That's why they're not worth anything, because everybody's got one. They were
right.
just everywhere.
Exactly. Exactly right.
I want a Tox
Exactly right. Everybody
card.
Has like 20 of them in their closet, you know, and they're somewhere down there at the bottom because they're not worth anything. Brandon says Don was a lifetime 307 hitter and a six-time All-Star. Right. Who, again, for a period, here'd be my contention. For a period of about 5 years, Don Mattingly was the best first baseman and one of the most feared hitters in baseball during that entire time frame. That should get you in the Hall of Fame. Being Harold Baines and surviving 22 years should not. Sean says, hey, Walt, I've just joined the show. I'm hearing all the Hall of Fame talk, and I've been trying to decide if Hanley Ramirez is a Hall of Famer. What say you? I say no. First glance, I say no. Hanley Ramirez, I don't know. More often than not, I thought of him as a problem. I didn't think of him as a guy who really helped his teams. I don't know. When I'm talking Don Mattingly and I think Hanley Ramirez, and look, I'm not saying he doesn't have any stats, but I'm just saying no. Just a big old flat no.
Flat out no.
I don't view Hanley Ramirez as a Hall of Famer. The Don says Ramon has to take the Wonderlic, Walt. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, thanks,
Texter. That's
right. Texter.
We sort of indicated.
Didn't you hear me? Now, wait a minute.
That was... Yeah, you. Hey, look, you did this to yourself.
How did I do it to myself?
That's what the Fifth Amendment is for. Because the notion that I had forgotten to give you the Wonderlic.
I did. I usually edit myself.
Right.
And I didn't for some reason.
Right.
I trusted you, and that was wrong.
Self-incrimination.
Yeah.
It
was, you're right.
Because then I said to you, you do realize that's not time sensitive.
It is.
That it can be administered
at
any point.
It's part of the combine and the draft and everything.
No,
and that's
it
over
doesn't
with.
Matter.
Yeah,
do-
it's over.
It doesn't matter.
It's not seasonal.
All right.
It's seasonal.
All right. Midweek. Midweek this week, Ramona takes the Wonderlic.
Yeah.
Midweek this week. All right. Now
Great
we're to the point
thanks,
of...
Texter.
That's right. Blame the Don. The Don
Which
reminded
Which texter
me about
was
it.
That?
All right. The Don. That's the Don. That's
Is that
his name.
The
Don.
The Don.
The Don.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like the Ohio State, the Don. Now that texter writes Evansville, Indiana, I think I did know that and forgotten it. All right, go ahead, Ramona. What was it?
It's totally unrelated. You know, we got the ESPN up here, and for some reason, I know you love this channel. They were advertising the Lifetime channel. I know that's one of your favorite channels. And they were advertising these movies coming up, and one of them was Soccer Mom.
It's the Man Hater channel.
Yeah, it's
the
Man Hater channel.
Lifetime, those are the Man Hater channels.
Yeah, the Man Hater channels.
We all die in everything that's on those channels. We all die, and we're all villainous louses.
Oh, no. The first guy is, she gets rid of him, but in the end, there's always a new guy to replace him that saves the day.
Oh, okay. Whatever. All right, so, but the gist of your point, though, is that they run all those shows about murderers. Like 24 hours now.
Yeah.
It actually seems like they've changed what they do. They run shows about murderers like 24 hours now. Is that right?
Well, I don't know. This was a movie. It was called Soccer Mom Mayhem. So I don't know what happened to the Soccer Mom. I don't know. It's the Lifetime channel.
So,
it's not the true murder channel. It's the Man Hater channel, as you know, because I know you like that channel.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yes, you're very much. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
The Man-Hater channel.
The Man-Hater channel. But since you brought that up, by the way, the following segment is rated PG 17.
I did not know. I have nothing to do with whatever's about to happen.
Yeah. So don't let little Johnny hear the next 2 minutes. I'm watching this 48 Hours thing the other night, Ramona, right?
Oh, no. You're still watching watching the true crime things.
Yeah. the true crime thing. It's always good to know how many murderous ne'er-do-wells there are around. You know, it keeps you on your toes, right? So I swear I'm not making this up. This is a true story. This dude's girlfriend, wife, whatever she is, I think it's actually wife or was. Yeah, let me rephrase. Was wife. You'll find out why in a minute. Was wife. She was acting up. She apparently acted up a lot when she didn't have her drugs of choice. She apparently acted up a lot, and we learned in the story, Ramona, that the average date night for them, like going out to dinner, was she would act up. He would tie her ankles and wrists together with tape until she settled down. Then once she settled down, they would go out to dinner.
Yuck. Yuck.
We don't, you know, in Young Frankenstein, they had the Abby Normal brain. I'm guessing they both had Abby Normal brains.
It sounds right?
I'm guessing they both had, that's not your normal, I'm not talking about like your run-of-the-mill kinky stuff now. I'm talking about, this was applied therapy. Right. This was applied therapy, you know, and so on one particular night, she was not just acting up. She was also screaming. So he taped her mouth.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Then the claim is that when he woke up in the morning, she was dead.
Oh, so he didn't come back to get her to go out to dinner at this point.
No. There was not going to be any dinner because her mouth was taped. So he went to sleep.
Okay, and when he woke up,
And when he woke up, she was no longer with us. That's not the punchline of the story.
Gets worse.
The punchline is, he was a chef in a restaurant.
Oh no! No! He didn't. No. No, he didn't. Did he? No.
Wait, just wait. Okay, PG-17. All right. As God's my witness, okay, what this dude did, he boiled her.
Oh, no. I don't want to know. I don't want to know this. I would have switched the channel on this one. You're laughing.
In a giant, he boiled her for 4 days. In a giant pot in the restaurant. He boiled her for 4 days. Which apparently made it more convenient to package in like 8-ounce bags.
He served her?
No. Server. No, he discarded her later. But after boiling her for 4 days, then his next up is he tried to kill himself by jumping off an 80-foot cliff, but unfortunately he lived. You know, by the way, that restaurant is apparently still in business. I probably wouldn't eat there.
It was his restaurant? Or he just worked there.
I don't know if he owned it or if he was the chef at the restaurant.
He just never watched these shows. Bury her in the backyard, dude. That's what everybody else on these shows does.
That's right. No. He utilized his professional training. Yeah. These are the people who live in this world.
Did they get him? Is he in jail? This is what I need to know. Is he in jail?
Yeah. He's in jail. He's in jail for life. But now, look, you heed the words that are coming out of my mouth. So the next time I tell you about Priority One Security Services, you write that number.
This is a dude that she was married to. This ain't got nothing to do with the outside world.
No, it has to do with the broader picture of the nutcases who live in this world. I mean, look, those shows run endlessly. They don't stop.
They don't run out of material.
There's channel after channel. There's channel after channel. Matthew says, I agree. Well, I'm sticking with Carson Steakhouse. Right. Right.
Oh.
You know, exactly. Exactly. There, but there's channel after channel that runs that run these shows for like 24 hours a day, and they don't stop. They don't stop. What does that tell you?
Oh, man. I want to go on record as saying I wish I didn't mention the Lifetime channel. God.
One thing it tells you is you actually might want to do some investigation about the person you're living with now.
That's just wrong.
I want to look that. Yeah, no. Look, I don't know how many of those shows I've seen, but that was a novel approach. I'd never heard that one before. I've never heard that one before. Yeah. 4 days. 4 days. And that's a lot of boiling. 4 days. You know, you boil a hot dog for 4 days, it gets soggy.
Oh, don't be messing up regular food for me now.
That was a remnant of when I ran the food stand at a country club when I was a kid.
Well, you know, oh no, and, what? And, oh no, and, your parents let you do something like that? I wouldn't trust anything.
I ran a food stand when I was a kid at a country club. How fresh your food was a direct result of how polite you were.
Oh, great. And if somebody that takes something, you're a kid. You didn't like anything as a kid. So these poor people.
That's right.
You're a very disgruntled young man.
You know, some of those people were really nice and good tippers. Others were not so nice. Yeah. So, that's you know, true. if it was Saturday, they might have gotten Wednesday's hot dogs.
Oh, no, that's nothing worse than a hot dog.
And then talk about how good they are. Waltz up to the road rage. Quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Line-X country. Hardworking and built Line-X tough. Accessories and customization that go beyond the bedliner. Way beyond.
Come see us today at Line-X of Anderson.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Dads, always there for us through all the bumps in the road, whatever we put them through. To the ones who've given so much to us, we say, Happy Father's Day, Dads. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties Kraft salad dressing, 3 for $5. Select sizes and varieties board and cheese, 2 for $4. And select 48-ounce Mayfield Selects ice cream or yogurt, 2 for $6. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Mellow Mushroom Clemson is your go-to stop for delicious pizza and subs any day of the week. Locally owned and operated by proud Clemson alumni, Mellow Mushroom Clemson is open, 100% committed to your health and safety while dining with us. We offer digital contactless menus, curbside pickup, and outdoor dining options. And we're adding to our team, so stop by and apply today. It's been a great year for Clemson Athletics, and it's always a great day for Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Stay mellow. Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
On June 10, streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
You and I are infinites.
When you've lived many lifetimes.
What do I know that you need so bad?
That's why you're here, to find out.
The possibilities are infinite.
We have fought one another for centuries.
Hello, old friend.
Mark Wahlberg.
Let's go.
You know what, man? I like you this time around.
Infinite, rated PG-13, streaming June 10th on Paramount Plus.
Covering our bases on 3 great signals, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Some people say there's a song you can sing that goes on and on forever.
Walt Dip to Liberty. So let me tell you about Nick Lavery. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Especially after that last bit. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. You've been hurt on the job. Excuse me. Dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury. You've been charged criminally. Nick understands your frustration. He's here to get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, it can be stressful. Nick will make sure that your closing goes smoothly. You know, here's another thing. Do you have an elderly loved one who's in a nursing home who you think has been victimized by substandard practices? That can't stand. That requires immediate attention. Call my friend Nick Lavery. He can help protect your loved one. He can fix that. Look, Nick's a former state prosecutor, longtime private practice attorney who's ready to help you win. Nick's been serving our Clemson Upstate community for more than 20 years. He's here to answer any legal questions you might have. Call Nick today, 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680 to schedule your appointment today. Also, check out his website for more info at nicklaverylaw.com. Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y, nicklaverylaw.com. On my Twitter feed, see, now we're moaning. Now we're getting carried away. This is what we do. You know, I'll start with something, and now we get carried away.
Yeah.
Okay, so I started with the Harold Baines does not belong in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Now I have Colonel Cotton Blossom saying that Von Hayes is a better player than Harold Baines. I'm saying no to that. Off the top of my head, I'm saying no to Von Hayes being a better player than Harold Baines. Hey, look, if Harold Baines only belongs in the Hall of Good, then Von Hayes only belongs in the Hall of Pedestrian. Because Von Hayes, look, I think Von Hayes was a nice player to have on your team. But Von Hayes as Hall of Famer? Let me look this up. I'm saying no to this one. Before I even think about looking this up, I'm saying no to Von Hayes as Hall of Famer. I'm saying Harold Baines is greater than Von Hayes. All right. I have not looked it up yet. I'm going to it now. Von Hayes, baseball reference. Let's see, Von. Okay. Von Hayes played 12 years, unlike the 22 Harold played. And he never drove in 101 runs, not once. The most runs he ever drove in was 98. He finished eighth in the MVP voting once, but he didn't finish in any other MVP voting. None. So, no. Look,
34 cents.
Harold Baines be the... Ramona's now.
That's my new judge.
Wait.
That's
my new judge. Ramona has a new simple litmus test for
that's
Hall
right.
of Famers. What is their what's their most valuable baseball card
yes.
worth?
Yes. So
Von Hayes' most valuable baseball card
yep.
worth 34 cents. Yeah, no,
so
he's
that's
out.
How I do.
No, he's out. Yeah, Harold Baines' most valuable card was worth $3. And Don Mattingly's was worth $12. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you found. Yeah, see?
Yeah, I want one of
so
them
Don Mattingly's baseball
ones.
Card. What you really want is Honus Wagner.
That's that one from the 20s or something? $2 million one?
Honus Wagner, most valuable baseball card in history. Yeah, traded in excess of, I think, $3 million now. I believe the last one. But yeah, no. And Don Mattingly absolutely belongs to the Hall of Fame. Byron, I'm coming to you in a minute. But this is where this started. A texter sent me Mattingly's comments on the game today and the analytics element. Don Mattingly, the headline from this article by Tristan Justice, Don Mattingly, Moneyball analytics have made baseball unwatchable. This article is from 2 weeks ago. Marlins manager Don Mattingly said advanced game analytics have made modern baseball unwatchable, where elements such as swing instruction geared toward home runs result in disproportionate number of strikeouts. Is this not exactly what we've been saying? Is this not exactly it? Quote, it's great for your team when a guy throws a no-no. It's great for that guy. It's a great accomplishment, Mattingly told reporters Thursday. But when there's so many early strikeouts, but there's so many so early, strikeouts are at an all-time high, things like that. It tells you there are some issues in the game that need to be addressed. Mattingly continued emphasizing changes are going to take a while. This started 15, 16 years ago, you know, with the swing changes and the philosophy changes with all the analytics of the three-run homer and all that stuff. So it's been coming, and it's been building. And now we're at a point where it's getting so much more attention because it's just a game that sometimes is unwatchable. You see guys, you talk to them, and they don't even like watching games because there's nothing that goes on in them. You know, again, this is exactly what we've been talking about, Ramona. Exactly. The notion that we've entered a period of pitching dominance because the swing mechanics in Major League Baseball have been in decline. And Mattingly basically saying they've been, this started 15 years ago, and they've been in decline since then. And the result is what you're saying now. Guys who just simply cannot make contact. And they're getting overwhelmed by pitchers who are throwing 100 miles an hour. Yeah. Byron, how are you?
Good. How are you, Walt?
Good, Byron. Good to have you, as always.
No, I mean, I agree with exactly what you're saying, but I think it starts in college as well, because you see a lot of college guys striking out and but hitting, you know, 20 home runs or whatever. But one of the things I was going to comment on was another Hall of Famer that should be the Hall of Fame more than Hayward Baines is Thurman Munson. You know, he was a 15-year catcher behind the plate for the Yankees and the captain, and he would have been a Hall of Famer if he didn't die in a plane crash. But, you know, if you look at, I don't know if you pay attention to the people who get into the Hall of Fame for basketball, but it just seems like we're putting people in for no reason. If you look at who's getting in this year, Chris Bosh is not a Hall of Famer. Chris Webber is not a Hall of Famer. Just some of the guys that have gotten in basketball in the recent years are not Hall of Famers, or not even in the top 100 players.
No, look, I tend to agree with that, Byron. I really do. I don't think that certainly Chris Webber's not a Hall of Famer. Chris Bosh had to surrender a little bit of his game when he went to play in Miami with LeBron and Dwayne Wade. So he had to surrender a little bit of his game in that process, which probably hurt him statistically. Now, he did get championships out of it. But, no, look, I think you're right. Are you a Yankee fan?
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of sucking right now. We can't hit the
bond
side
Byron?
Of a
wall,
depended on it.
What happened to Byron, Ramona? I hear him, yeah, but he sounds a million miles away. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Okay. Yeah, so what was your answer?
No, yes, I'm a Yankees fan, and we can't hit the bond side of a bar if our life depended on it right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering about your Thurman Munson thing. And look, here's the thing with Thurman Munson. Munson is one of those guys who stats are not going to tell the story on. They're just not. Munson was the leader of that team for a million years, at least until Reggie Jackson came along. He had that whole argument about who's the straw that stirs the drink, that whole deal. But I think you can make a strong case that Munson should have been a Hall of Famer, because Munson was so many intangible things to that franchise that can't necessarily be defined in a stat sheet. So I'm buying what you're selling there, Byron. I'm buying Thurman Munson. But what about Mattingly?
I agree with Don Mattingly. He kind of changed the defense for first baseman. You know, a lot of guys before he came into the league, they were kind of like nowadays, where they're out of shape and, you know, can't even stretch to catch a ball. But he kind of changed the way the defense was played at first base, and he should have been in the Hall of Fame as well.
Yep. Okay. So. I'm buying all that, Byron. Good job. Good talking to you, as always.
Thank you.
Thank you, Byron. Back to the Vibe broadband communication phone lines. Will on the Falcons. Will, how are you?
All right. I was just wondering your thoughts on the trade the Falcons made with Julio Jones. Is that going to set us way back, or are we going to make progress now?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, Will, here's the thing. Julio Jones wanted out of Atlanta, it turns out, for a really long time. He had not voiced it publicly, but he was not willing to play for the Falcons again. So there was no option involved. You had to trade him and get the best you could for him. Nobody was going to give you a round one draft pick for a 32-year-old wide receiver who only played 9 games last year. That was a dilemma. So you had to take what you could get for him. Dear Orlando Ledbetter from the AJC told us the other day the Falcons did want him back, but there was no, it just wasn't going to happen because because Julio just wanted out. And from a Falcon standpoint, you know, look, I think you're entering a period of a rebuild to a degree under a new administration. Yeah, that rebuild is going to start with the same old quarterback. But I don't think you had much choice. Is Atlanta better without Julio Jones? No. I don't think they are. And I almost think Julio Jones, without saying so and maybe without meaning to do this, because I don't think he's an ill-natured guy or anything, but I do think he took a veiled shot at Matt Ryan. Again, I don't think it was intentional, but publicly he said, I want to go somewhere where they have a strong-armed quarterback. And when I saw that comment, the immediate inference to me was that he didn't think Matt Ryan had a strong arm and could best utilize his talents. And I think that's true. I've been saying this for I don't know how long. I mean, there's a disconnect with Julio Jones, a significant disconnect in his career. Jerry Rice is the all-time TD catch leader amongst receivers with 197. And Julio Jones has like 70 or something. Julio Jones has averaged 6 touchdown catches a year over a 10-year period, and that's ridiculously bad given his talent level.
Okay, I appreciate it, Walt. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Will. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about that on the other side. And Gary McDaniel from Clemson Sports Network will join us at 5:05. And we'll talk about Clemson's football camp. Also, more college football on the way today. We're going to discuss, we're going to start to break into our top 40 and start to break down the upcoming college football season and all that means. So you can plan on getting in now. Before we do any of that, let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. First of all, they have a new shot special. Actually, a couple of them. Howlerhead. Have you tried Howlerhead yet? No, I have not, but I plan on it at Twin Peaks. This banana bourbon made by the UFC's Dana White is the perfect blend of Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey and natural banana flavor. That sounds incredibly good to me, Mom. I'm a big fan of both those things. Score a straight shot or grab it mixed with Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey in the Elvis. Cheers. You know, I would try that. I would try that. I know I'd go the bourbon and banana thing, and I'm willing to try because, you know, people eat the peanut butter and the banana stuff together. So it sounds like a natural fit. How about Major League Baseball? Where are you watching your Major League Baseball? Well, I mean, at Twin Peaks, right? 80 high-definition monitors. There's not a bad seat in the house. Beautiful women serve your food and drink. It just can't get better than Twin Peaks until you learn about the menu, because the food's the biggest shock of Twin Peaks. How about this? Loaded fries. We've been busy in the kitchen, so excited now to offer loaded fries Twin Peaks style. These mountains come 4 ways: bacon and cheese, hickory smoked pulled pork, crispy buffalo chicken, or brisket chili. Plus, Caesar salads are now available on their own or topped with chicken, shrimp, or salmon. Come find your new favorite. Chicken sandwiches that you cannot, their chicken sandwiches, I don't care which choice you make, are unbelievable. Trust me, the food, the biggest shock at Twin Peaks. Go find out for yourself. You will thank me later. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. You know, people always complain you can't get in on the show. You can get in right now on the Vibe Broadband Communication phone lines if you want in. 654-7627. We'll be right back.
Hello, Medicare recipient and WCCP listener. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Questions that I receive a lot are, if I have a chronic health condition, or if I get extra help on my prescription drug cost, or if I have Medicare and Medicaid, or if I have relocated recently, or if I have just recently started my Part B late, or I am at least 65 and just now retiring from work, do I qualify for a special election period to make a plan change? The simple answer is yes. Please call today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and I will be glad to assist you.
Live here in Line X Country. It's where you can protect, customize, accessorize, and upfit your vehicle from bed to bumper and beyond. Bed liners, floor liners, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, tie downs, and more. We'll help put it all together for you in a one-stop shopping experience. This is Line X Country, where adventure begins and good times never end.
Come see us today at Line X of Anderson.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969, based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hey, after work on Thursday night, if you get a chance, why don't you bring the whole family to an event we call Jazz on the Alley. It's every Thursday night in downtown Seneca on Ramcat Alley and Townville Street. Now, if you enjoy outside dining, great music, and just a fun atmosphere, well, here's where you need to be. It's Jazz on the Alley every Thursday night from 7 till 9. Here's a few sounds that you're going to hear every Thursday.
Spread a little happiness, spread a little bit of happiness.
So grab all your friends after work and bring them on down. Have a good time this summer season and check out a little Jazz on the Alley, because if it's Jazz on the Alley, you know it must be Thursday night. We'll see you. Come on down.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
My baby told me you gotta get better if you ever wanna win, and I know that she not getting any better, man. She just sent.
Wall tip to the Red Rage. We are back. I'm getting tennis questions. How about that? We'll get to some of that. I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. Kevin Agreeville says, Walt, that screwball peanut butter whiskey is awesome. Drop a shot of it in a cold glass of Yingling Hershey Porter, and it's like a Reese's cup.
Wait a minute. They make chocolate whiskey?
No, that's beer. So
I didn't know that.
So you mix it. The whiskey's peanut butter. And you mix it with the chocolate beer. And it's like a Reese's cup.
Oh, man.
An alcoholic Reese's cup.
Man.
I like it. How about this, Ramona? Tester 404 says, see, this is a guy who gets it. He can put his fandom to the side, everything else. We should let him vote. You know, he should get a vote. Let's get all the people who voted for Harold Baines out. Let's get them out as voters. And let's let 404 vote. Lifelong Red Sox fan, 100% in favor of Donnie Baseball and Thurman Munson being the Hall of Fame. Top shelf players despite the heated rivalry and deservingly into the Hall of Fame. How about that? That's exactly what we're talking about. Listen to this, Ramona.
What?
It's all the alcoholics calling in now.
Oh, no.
No, put the peanut butter whiskey in grape soda. It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich shot. Best ever. No, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. I am not doing that. No, I'm not doing any of that. No peanut butter whiskey and grape soda. First of all, I'm not drinking grape soda. So that's the first thing. Zeke, how are you?
What's up, Walt?
What's going on, Zeke? Good to have you as always.
Hey, man, appreciate you, brother. First of all, I want to call in and comment, seriously, talk about the things. You know, with Mike Krzyzewski coming up, this is his final year coaching. I want to go through a few things that, you know, things I'm going to miss about Mike Krzyzewski coaching at Duke. All right, so that's over with now. We covered that list. So now we'll move on to some real news. you know, my thing is this. Why not just retire? Well, just retire. Why another year? You know, you're not going to play for national championship. You're not going to have anything like that. Why not just step down and let Shire take over now? Why are we waiting another year? So that's my question.
You know,
what are your thoughts? Why the waiting year?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Maybe he does still hold some false hope about winning a last title. But, you know, honestly, Zeke, I had thought about that. I would not be shocked to see him step down during the season. I don't know. I wouldn't be stunned at that. I'm going to be interested to see if he makes it through a full season.
Well, especially if they start off with, you know, losing some games.
Oh, yeah.
As long as they're winning, he's not stepping down. I can promise you that, you know.
He could step down with a back injury.
Yeah, I just didn't understand. I thought, well, if you're retiring, just retire. Well, what's one more year? You know, anyway, I got a question for you, Walt. I'm sort of going to put you on the spot if you don't mind. So, see if you can answer. So, here's my question. As we're ready for football season, and you look ahead at my Tar Heels, I'm going to ask you this question, and I'm not going to hang up and get your answer. So here it is. North Carolina will play Clemson for the AC Championship if this happens with the team this year. And North Carolina won't play Clemson. They won't be playing for AC Championship if this doesn't happen. So I'm basically going to say, well, you know, what do you see happening for them to get there? But if they don't do it, then they're not going to get there. And I'm going to hang up and get your thoughts. Appreciate you as always, Walt. Have a good one, buddy.
Thank you, Zeke. Appreciate the call. I would say that North Carolina will play Clemson for an ACC championship if they can replace 80% of the run game that they had with Williams and Carter. Because I think that's going to be imperative to supporting Sam Howell. Sam Howell has had life pretty good so far. He's got a bright offensive mind as OC. He's had weapons surrounding him. I'm not so worried about the wide receiver weapons. You do lose Brown as a deep threat. Brown was one of the better deep threats in college football because he has this little, call it a stutter step. It's not really a stutter step. It's almost hard to describe, but it is sort of. And when you watch the finer points of his stutter step, he slows, but he never stops his feet completely. And he gets DBs to stop theirs. And from that point in his route, he then has an enormous competitive advantage as he blows by them. It's not that he's a 4-3 guy, because he's not. You know, he's a 4-4-5, 4-4-6 type guy, somewhere in that range. But he has a, he had a unique ability to freeze defensive backs and then just blow by them. Therefore, you know, I think he's going to be missed. But I do think Carolina has enough options at receiver. I think replacing really what are two top 100 backs, you know, Carter averaged 8 yards a touch. Williams was one of the very best backs in America. I mean, I thought he would go 3 in the draft and come off the board quickly as he did. But, you know, as we acknowledged, there could have been somebody, and there certainly were teams who would have taken him first. So I think it's losing those two guys and how well you replace them as to whether North Carolina can win the Coastal and set up a date with Clemson for the ACC championship. So I think that's the biggest issue. It's can you replace that running game to support Sam Howell? And by the way, if you can't, then Sam Howell could have a tough year, a year that doesn't look like Sam Howell anymore. A quarterback, even the greatest quarterbacks, need weapons. They need weapons around them. They need help. Howell really was loaded with weapons last year. Loaded. And I thought he was a little inconsistent. You know, he was very good, but maybe not as good as I thought he might have been. Now we're going to see Sam Howell with a different group of weapons. And I think that's going to be the real key in determining how far North Carolina goes. Because, and Tiger Fan 85, I'm coming to you. I do believe in their defense. I think the Tar Heels defense, I think the Tar Heels defense is going to be the best it's been in a very long time. And when I say very long time, I don't know. I need to think about it. Maybe since Mac Brown's first go around, it's been a long time since there's been any real sign of defense in Tar Heel land. And I think this defense is going to be much improved. I was impressed with them against Texas A&M in their bowl game. I thought that they played well in that game. Tiger Fan 85. Tiger Fan 85, how are you?
How you doing, Walt?
Good. Great. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. First of all, I listened to the show faithfully. I've been out of town, and I had the app, and I listened to you. And I was only thing consistently I had up there for sports talk. But that being said,
thank you very much.
I haven't really heard nobody talk much about what the ceiling is for Travis Etienne this season. I mean, maybe you did, maybe I didn't. I heard a lot about Trevor, of course, you know, duly noted, you know, but I think Travis is going to be, when he got picked, it blew my mind that was even a possibility. You know, I didn't even think of it like that, you know, just going with Trevor. But I think he is a special back. When he come back another year last year and really got his receiving game down, I mean, you've seen the difference from the freshman to now to his last year. He was a different back. I mean, not no Marshall fault by no means, but I mean, I think he is more than adequate at that position to do that. And I think that's the way the league is now. You got to be more like the Christian McCaffreys now than just the regular, you know, running between the tackles type of running back.
Yeah. Yeah, look, there's no question, Tiger Fan 85. And we did talk about it, but people joined the show at different times. And I appreciate the kind words. I appreciate you listening. You know, look, Jacksonville has experimented a lot in their camp with utilizing Travis as a receiver. And I think that you're going to see it's exactly that element you talked about. It's the McCaffrey element. It's the versatility required in today's backs. Basically, here's what's happened. The NFL has decided it's a lot easier to throw the ball for 5 yards than it is to run the ball for 5 yards. That's what they've decided. And they're right. And so the old style running backs are dinosaurs. They're obsolete. And And
well,
it's
I believe the RPOs, you know, the RPOs, when they come in effect, when you started seeing the college, you know, really implementing this RPO stuff, this and that. And then now, if you look in the NFL, it really is a copycat league. And why not use what you can use in college? And Urban coming in, having that college element, you know that he wanted to kind of bring a little wrinkle of college game to it. You know, I can't stand Urban Meyer, but now I kind of have to like him, you know? I mean, I don't trust him. I mean, I hope he stays there, and you know, but if he has no reason to stay there long, I hope he gets out of there and don't mess Trevor or Travis's career up, because that would be that would be awful. I mean, I already see Deshaun's career the way it's happening. You don't see that.
Yeah, no, 100% Tiger Fan 85. And when you look at,
thank you, sir.
Yep, good job, excellent call. Yep, appreciate the call. Yeah, when you look at Travis Etienne, and I'll address on the other side. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme before we go to break. Look, they do the donuts. They've done the donuts since the early 60s, the Reese family. No one does donuts, cake, yeast donuts, all the donuts like the Reese family at Krispy Kreme. You know, I think the New York Super Cheesecake Donut's the greatest donut humanity's ever conceived of. Ramona thinks it's the Oreo Cookies Donuts. There's so many unbelievable choices. The hot original glaze come fresh off the press 3 times a day. They have all your warm weather drinks, all your cold weather drinks, everything that the extravagant coffee houses have, except at reasonable prices. And the Reese family would be glad to help you with fundraising. Tell them I sent you. Call them. Anderson, Greenville. Go get your donuts. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
When you give, you get. It's that simple. That's why Purple Haze in Clemson and Williamston encourages you to give 4 regular-sized personal hygiene items that will go to the Pickens County Homeless Shelter. In return, you'll get either above-the-waist body piercings for just $30, or buy 2, get 1 free body jewelry, or 20% off your entire purchase. Purple Haze. With stores in Clemson and Williamston, a small business dedicated to their customers and to the less fortunate in our community.
Dining out can be a challenge, but at Joe's New Yorker Pizza, your safety and comfort is important. We clean and sanitize regularly, and we've chosen to remain at 50% capacity, with all our staffs wearing masks. Come to our Clemson or Seneca Joe's New York Pizza to enjoy pizza, meatballs, calzones, salads, and of course, the sauce. We look forward to serving you and your family in the safest way possible. In person, curbside, or to go. Joe's New Yorker Pizza, Patrick Square, Clemson, Seneca on 123.
It's bow time. With bold fried chicken and a scratch-made buttermilk beauty, nothing beats the first bite of a Cajun filet biscuit. Except the second first bite. Get 2 Cajun filet biscuits for just $5. It's bow time.
It's time to get your patio, pool, or porch ready for the new season with new outdoor furniture from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. The Craft Stove Store and Patio is fully stocked with new furniture arrivals coming in daily. Outdoor cookers by Weber, Broilmaster, and the Big Green Egg finish off your perfect outdoor space. Shop and save today at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Are you tired of paying unnecessary fees? Founders makes it easy to save thanks to free checking with e-statements featuring EdgeUp and DebitBoost. Round up your daily purchases with EdgeUp and build points with DebitBoost to boost your loyalty select. Our highest yield savings account. Learn more at foundersfcu.com or enroll today using the Founders app. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
If you've got unwanted visitors in your home or business, Clark's Termite and Pest Control stops them dead. We are talking about termites, mosquitoes, mice, and rats, bed bugs, fire ants, and all those other critters that just won't leave. Alongside delivering outstanding results, we make the process simple and stress-free. And that begins with you getting a free estimate. Call us at 864-233-2847 or visit us at clarkspests.com. That's clarkspests.com for your free quote today.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Bowes Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the saw, all right? Just one sec. Bowes Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed.